Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Wow. Just wow. Ethan Badowski here. We're going to be recapping Sixto's MLB debut last night here on PSG Day. Paris Saint-Germain, my favorite soccer club, are in the Champions League final today against Bayern Munich. And if today is PSG Day, then last night was Noche de Sixto. And it was truly a tremendous performance from Sixto Sanchez. The Marlins' number one prospect in their system, a top 25 prospect in all of Major League Baseball, made his highly anticipated debut last night. Easily the most anticipated debut the Marlins have had since Jose Fernandez made his MLB debut in 2013. Marlins haven't had a pitching prospect even close to being anywhere near the same level as Jose Fernandez since then. But Sixto is, right there with him, and the anticipation was certainly high. Sixto was acquired in the JT Realmuto trade from the Philadelphia Phillies. He was certainly the headliner of that deal that also brought Jorge Alfaro over to the team, but it was all about Sixto for the Marlins, and he was a top 25 prospect when they brought him over. He remains a top 25 prospect today, and boy, did he show why last night. He's got elite stuff. And it was fully on display last night. So let's take a look at the line. You know, the line might not do how good his performance last night was justice. He went five innings, allowed six hits, three runs, all three of those runs coming on home runs. One was a solo shot, one was a two-run homer to Victor Robles. And the solo shot was to Yan Gomes, who is killing the Marlins this series, absolutely destroying the Marlins. I don't think he's in the lineup today, so that's very good for the Marlins. But nevertheless, and he only had four strikeouts, but nevertheless, Sixto was tremendous. I mean, he was just captivating. And watching him go out on the mound last night was spectacular.
This young guy comes with, you know, just so much fanfare, acclaim. Everybody's excited to see him.
Again, and that is his first major league strikeout. Sixto Sanchez, welcome to the big leagues.
You really saw why, not only why the Marlins are so high on him, but why baseball, why MLB Pipeline, why so many people that follow, you know, what's going on in the minor leagues are so high on Sixto Sanchez. And it all comes down to his elite combination of stuff and command. His arsenal, I mean, you know, I followed Sixto now for a year and a half, I guess he came over, about a year and a half. He came over in February in the JT trade, and it was always about stuff for him. It was about the electric fastball and the slider and the changeup. But when you actually see it, you know, on a major league broadcast, when you actually have good video of it, it is so impressive the way that he's thrown 100 with sink and dive and zip and dotting corners with 100. And he's throwing, 98 in the strike zone, and guys, are making weak contact and can't touch it. And then you see the slider at, 91, 92, just getting guys looking silly. And then I think the pitch that I was really most impressed by was that changeup. And he got, I believe it was Eric Thames with a changeup that was just so filthy. I mean, it was right at the bottom of the zone. It's at 92 miles an hour.
Going out and executing it. How about that? He showed all three pitches to Thames, and Thames saw 100 and saw a 92 mile an hour changeup and a first pitch breaking ball.
And it's just a pitch that with that fastball is so lethal. Because with the movement that's on that changeup, first of all, it's a changeup at 92, and that's ridiculous in and of itself, right? But then you mix that in with the amount of movement on it and what it looks like, you know, and the speed that you're sitting on with the fastball, and it's such an effective pitch because it plays up because of the movement, and in you know, it's 9 miles an hour slower than that fastball, and when you're cheating on 100, you know, and he hits you with the changeup, and his mechanics are so good that it's it makes it a really tough pitch to hit. And not only that, he was locating it so well. But the fastball is what it's all about. He came out in that first inning and just pumped the gas. I mean, he hit 100, I think, five times in the first inning. And he just came out firing right away. You know, he got some ground balls. He got a strikeout on the slider inside to Asdrubal Cabrera. You know, Juan Soto beat him on a good changeup. He threw a really good changeup. He just got beat by a really good hitter. And, you know, you're not going to be mad about that. We all know how talented Juan Soto is. And that's a matchup that we hope to see for years to come. We hope to see that Juan Soto, Sixto Sanchez matchup for years to come. And it's going to be a tremendous matchup. But, you know, going back to the line with Sixto, he only has four strikeouts. Here's the thing with Sixto, right, is the concern was that, you know, his K per nine in the minor leagues weren't very high. But I'm not concerned about that. With that kind of stuff, you're going to get swing and miss. He got swing and miss last night. And I think one thing that I talked about, if you listen to the Earning Their Stripes pod, and you've listened to it regularly, you know, dating back to last year, when we talked about Sixto, I often talked about how he maybe throws too many strikes because his command is too good. So he sits in and around the zone so much that he's obviously going to get a lot of contact, and he's going to get a lot of hard contact. And you saw that, you know, a couple times that he made mistakes, they roped it out of the ballpark. But, you know, and there were some sharp hit ground balls, but a lot of it also was just, you know, weak flyouts and ground balls right to the shortstops or the second base or whatever. So the K numbers aren't concerning for me, because if he just starts working just a little bit outside of the strike zone with that slider and with that changeup, and then even with a curveball that he's developing that looked like a pitch with a lot of potential, if he starts working outside of the strike zone, he's going to get swing and miss. There's not going to be a problem with him getting swing and miss because that stuff is so elite. So yeah, he only has four strikeouts last night. You know, Tristan McKenzie for the Indians had 10 strikeouts, and, you know, you say he had a better debut because he struck out 10, but I think Sixto was really good. You know, he got six hits, and that just kind of comes with working around the strike zone. But, you know, besides the home runs, he didn't give up any runs. So he made two mistakes the whole game, and he got punished for them. But the Marlins were able to, you know, have his back, and the offense was pretty good last night. And they went on to win 5-3. And Sixto gets the win in his major league debut in a 7-inning game. So, you know, let's take a look at the strike-to-pitch ratio. 46 strikes out of 66 pitches, and they only threw him 66 pitches last night. They say he's worked up to 20, but I wasn't too mad about Mattingly taking him out after the fifth. You know, it's his first start. You don't want to overwork him, and you certainly he kind of started laboring in the fifth inning. You don't want to see, you know, you want to win games, so you don't want to see it slip away in the sixth inning, and you want him to be clean and be in line for the win, which he was, and he got the win in his major league debut. So it was just so exciting. I mean, just to see him live, and to see him, you know, on a major league hill in a Marlin uniform, and not only that, he was, like I said, he was just captivating, and I can't wait to watch him pitch again, because that stuff is so tremendous, and the command is so elite. You know, he's dotting corners with that fastball. He's dotting corners with that changeup. He's getting guys to swing and miss at the slider, and he's locating it where it wants to go. Cervelli's job was, and then Alfaro, and, you know, we wish Cervelli the best, certainly, after he goes down with a concussion. And that is very scary news for the Marlins.
Unfortunately, now that we're on the road, you know, that the taxi squad, you travel with a catcher for exactly what has happened to us with Cervelli to the IL, and now Navarrete will be activated. Lavarnway's been DFA'd, so he is in that transaction limbo right now, with the hope to try to get resolution with him in the next couple days. But that is the primary reason why, you know, we travel with that third catcher to make sure that you have a replacement on hand and ready to go.
You know, it's a loss because he's such a veteran presence that he's good for a young guy like Sixto. So I understand why Mattingly started him, and it was certainly a tough loss when he went down. But, you know, him and Alfaro, they were barely moving the glove because Sixto, they got an easy job back there because Sixto was locating so well. So, you know, he's got to limit the mistakes and start working outside the strike zone a little more and get some swing and miss, but he's going to be an effective pitcher no matter what. And he certainly showed why the Marlins believe that he's the future ace of this team, and why Marlins fans believe that he is the future ace of the team, and why they expect him to be the future ace of the team. And the Marlins have a pitching problem in a good way right now because they've got so many arms in this system, and Sixto is the headliner of it. So Noche de Sixto in his debut. What a night it was, and what a night 5 nights from now should be, because I just can't wait to watch that guy pitch again. I am so excited about it. So the Marlins get the victory 5-3 in Sixto Sanchez's debut.